It'll be mostly sunny, breezy today, high in the mid-50s because of the wind and dry conditions. An outdoor burning ban is in effect in Scott County. It's not recommended elsewhere. This weekend, we'll get up to 70 tomorrow, 75 on Sunday. A police-involved fatal shooting in Rock Island last evening is under investigation by the Rock Island County Integrity Task Force. Police say they spotted a wanted suspect in the area of 12th Street and 31st Avenue at about 6:20. When they approached him, he fled on foot, and they gave chase. They say he had a gun, and they say the chase ended at the nearby Cummins Shop gas station, where the suspect hijacked a car, and his officers tried to pull him out. They were dragged along. Several fired their weapons. The car came to rest after backing into the building. The suspect and three officers were taken to the hospital. The suspect was pronounced dead. The officers were treated for injuries and then released. Police say they recovered a gun at the scene. If you know anything about the incident, they'd like to hear from you, or you can contact Crime Stoppers or the Integrity Task Force. The already high number of new COVID-19 infections in the Quad Cities moved even higher yesterday. On Wednesday, Rock Island and Scott counties together reported 96 new cases. Yesterday, 152 more. 105 in Scott County, 47 in Rock Island County. Hospitalizations were up too, a total of 24 in both counties last week, 36 this week. There's been just one new death. Scott County reported it. 227 so far. Its positivity rate 10.5% now. Rock Island County's death toll stays at 307. Its positivity rate 4.3. Unemployment rose in the Quad Cities during February to 6.1%. That's up 2 percentage points from a year ago. Tom Austin from the Department of Employment Security says the number of people considered unemployed went up, while the number of people working went down.
Those declines are what we'd expect when we look at the reasons behind it, the pandemic, especially affecting such industries as leisure and hospitality, as well as retail trade.
Other job losses occurred in government, manufacturing, and professional and business services. When the pandemic began, Quad Cities unemployment had jumped up to 15% in March of last year. And again, last month it was 6.1%. President Joe Biden's proposed infrastructure plan could give a boost to Iowa's wind industry. Cassidy Arena explains how.
Biden's plan would allocate $2.3 trillion to improve the country's infrastructure, and part of that is focusing on environmental impact. The plan would introduce more focus on wind and solar energy, which could put Iowa in a strong position. Jim McCauley is a professor in electrical and computer engineering at Iowa State University. He says since there would be incentives to use wind and solar energy, Iowa could play a large role in helping the country fulfill those needs.
Other states may be looking towards the least cost way to satisfy those kind of requirements, and Iowa and other Midwestern states have to be in the crosshairs of people that are thinking in that fashion.
He made his comments on IPR's River to River. I'm Cassidy Arena, Iowa Public Radio News.
Opening day for Major League Baseball saw the Cubs lose to the Pirates 5-3. White Sox lost to the Angels 4-3. The Cardinals won. They beat the Reds 11-6. The Augustana softball team is at Milliken for a doubleheader today. Back to host Carroll for a doubleheader tomorrow. The Augustana football team hosts Milliken tomorrow as part of its pandemic-delayed and shortened season. And the Hawkeyes' Luca Garza is the Associated Press Men's College Basketball Player of the Year. Illinois' Io Dosunmu came in second. I'm Jay Pierce.